Blog Talk Radio.
Do me no be rush. Black girl, baby, float
phone daddy, yo, yo. But blow like money, yo, yo. Blow my cassava, yo, oh, oh. Oh yeah, baby, blow, 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 blow like mommy, yo, yo. Blow, blow, oh, daddy, yo, yo. Oh, my baby, blow, blow, blow. Oh yeah, baby, sempre, sempre. Blow me like you drink is a pele water. Body gonna do me, je, 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 je. Run the matter inside the keke na pepe. Oh yeah, baby, sempre, sempre. Blow me like you drink is a pele water. Body gonna do me, je, 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 je. Run the matter inside the keke na pepe, yeah. Oh yeah, baby, blow. Blow, blow down your trumpet, blow, blow, blow down your trumpet, blow, blow, sample your trumpet, blow, blow. Oh yeah, baby, yo, 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 for daddy, yo, 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 like mommy, yo, 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 for Aladdin, yo, yo.
Say, say, you have captured my heart, oh, baby, yo. Hey, shut. Shoot my shot, oh baby, oh yeah. My girl took a wife, pray making over diva, oh yeah.
Oh yeah, baby, sempre, sempre. Blow me like you drink is a pele water. Body gonna do me, je, 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 je. Run the matter inside the keke na pepe.
Yeah. Boy, I'm tryna meet your mama on Sunday.
Good evening, everyone. I am Miss VIP. Welcome to Express Your Vibe, where everyone comes in. Whatever you feel, just go ahead and express it. Don't suppress it. All right. Tonight's show is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you could be raw? Special shout out to our CEO, Mr. Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet. And hanging on with me tonight is my right-hand woman, my diva, La Perla Negra. Diva, how's it going?
Hey, it's good, it's good. I forgot it was a show tonight.
I know,
right? And you could have seen me scrambling to find my phone. I was like, wait a minute.
I understand.
When you said see you there, I was like, wait a minute. Is it here? Let me go in here. I got you back. I got you back. So I'm here.
That's my girl. So, my diva, is there anything on your brain that you would like to express and then spit?
It's just humid. That's it. But that's pretty much it. I'm going to just get right into my piece.
All right. Whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. This is called Renewal is Coming. In the midst of winter's flow, the embering of leaves fall as fall leaves. Tawny hues of once rich green life that danced with the wind lie huddled on frost-layered soil, whispering in the welcoming of the cold, a time for release. Renewal is coming. Wounds left from blades burned by experience are now just stains of the past, and I am now age's transparent beauty, left open for love. true love grows best in the soil of emotions passionately expressed. So bless me with your transparency. There is no darkness here, because I am receptive to truth, and my love will never prick like the thorns of past roses you picked from different gardens. Allow me to comfort you. I want you to love me without fear, because I know that the waterfalls that come from the most pain, the ones you see flooding your eyes, they're the hidden ones falling from your heart. Allow me to be your peace in a world that is unkind. Know that the sweetness of my nectar never sours, and here is where you can always quench your thirst. God is always at the center of this partnership, so your heart is safe with me because it will always be in his hands. I can't heal you, but I offer you a healthy space to work on it. Release your spirit to the comfort I'll provide. Make my heart your home and grow with me. Because not only will I love you with everything in me on your good days, but even harder when you're at your worst, because I am your number one fan. And that's that piece.
You know, every time I hear that, one of my heartstrings gives a little tug. Because you can't fix them. You know what I mean?
No. You can't heal them either, but you can give them that peace of mind and that comfortability to let them know you're free to you know, get yourself together. I'm not going to pressure you. When you're ready,
yes,
I'll be here for you. Oh, yeah. That's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know if you brought something. Or would you like to hear
Hey, however you want, Diva, but I do have some fresh ink, and I just finished like 5 seconds ago.
Wow. That's how we do with poetry, mm-hmm. man. The versatility and the adaptability, man, it's awesome. That's mm-hmm. that's the one thing about us as writers, being so creative and being so quick. The ability
yeah.
to adapt, you know,
mm-hmm.
so quickly is that's part of the uniqueness in us as well. Not everybody got that skill,
mm-hmm.
you know. So it's a good thing. It's a good thing.
Okay.
Play something. Let me see. What did I hear? How about this?
Stay with me, but I only see you. Come here, baby, let me marry you. Show you all the love that you deserve. Promise you always come first, yeah. Forget about your past, baby. I'm your future, ain't nothing like your last, baby. Show you things you never had, baby. Show you things you never had, yeah. I will never hurt you, do anything to make you cry. You are my baby. Why? Cause you are my baby. When you smiled, I knew right away that my love for you never changed. Can't fight this feeling away. Me and you be endgame, but I know you're scared, baby. Trust me, I'm here, I won't disappear, baby. Let your guard down, come and take a chance on me. Yeah, come and take a chance on me. I will never hurt you, do anything to make you cry. I will always love you, even when I'm right, I still apologize. Why? Cause you were my baby. Cause you were my baby.
beautiful, beautiful song.
It is. It is. It's very nice. That was actually, that song was introduced to me by one of the poets here in Epiphany. I remember right now.
Wow.
But I liked it when I first heard it, and I had to put it in my playlist. But Diva.
All right, madam. Yes, ma'am.
I know you're going to express your vibe because you just said you got fresh, fresh ink. Yours ain't even dry yet.
all right. I think I can do.
Express your vibe. Okay. Get ready.
Mm-mm-mm.
Go ahead and express my, your vibe.
Yeah, my computer's acting up. Okay.
It'll be like that sometime. All right.
I know. Well, like trying to really play me. Okay. I want you to want me. Want me enough to care. I want a beautiful friendship with a foundation that solidifies daily. Two hearts to share. I want a love that transcends time, that turns into affinity, and it doesn't matter what happens as long as you're with me. Our energies swirl into prisms of color, from a black love too intense to others. But for me, it's never too much. We vibe so well, so freely. When we're apart, I miss everything about you. Your embrace, kiss, and your touch. Yet, I wish real love from you. Your honesty hurts. Yet you keep calling, keep me falling, saying how beautiful and sexy I am, asking how I am, asking me how my family is. Blurred lines you're given, and that's not how I'm going to be living. Swearing you want me in the friend zone, don't want me to bounce on your bone? I don't think so. I admit to fantasizing about us, putting the cart before the horse. But why do you want me in various positions, shouting your name until I'm hoarse? Get to know me so you can like me. Learn me. Don't smell my flower without getting to know the root. Damn. I wish you can see how special we could be, how I envision you and me. But I can't make you love me. And honestly, that's okay. But the mixed signals you give, trying to keep me at bay until it's convenient for you to want me, it's not the woman I want to be. And that's that piece.
Yes, 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 yes. That directness that you have is just, I'm coming to expect it when you read your pieces now because you don't pull no punches. You're so deliberate and in your words, you know, you command that attention. And it's like, you want to give me the respect, or I'm gone. I'm out. I'm telling you, I love me too much, you know what I mean, to let you do what you think is okay, to let you just run around and do whatever you want to do. I really, really like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think I got a little song I can play. Let me see. What about this one? What about this one?
Let me start by saying sorry. Some days I take your time for granted. You could be the star in my universe. I just took time to plan it. Told me secrets you ain't wanna. Trust is big for you. That's why I'm keeping it a hundred. Crazy wanna. Bullshit in common just keeps us apart when we should be starting to keep our promises. We could be promising. You say I'm closed off. Up and take our clothes off. I don't want nothing in between us. Nothing there to stop the feeling.
Be careful, baby. You know my heart is fragile. Don't say shit that you don't really need, 'cause I just wanna handle. I love how it was when it was just me and you. They know the truth, so we gon' watch how we move. But nothing beats the feeling that you're giving me, even if it ain't forever. Just keep it honest. We made some promises, big out opinion, but that won't change a thing. We got each other. Let's shut the world off and take our clothes off, baby.
I don't want nothing in between. Yeah.
Ooh, oh.
Nothing there to stop the feeling.
I love that song.
I do too.
Kind of tugs on me a little bit. So listen, I think it's time for these poets to express their vibe.
Absolutely.
What you think? All right. First on the mic, Rebel P. Jones. Hey, Rebel, how are you? Welcome to Express Your Vibe.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, hey.
Good. How are you?
So my vibe is not so beautiful or happy. My vibe is a little more in a dark place because I've been there lately. This is some fresh ink, though. I just got done with this ink about an hour ago. So you guys will be the first to hear spoken. It's called Unquiet Mind, A Journey Within. You see, in these dark times, inside of my troubled mind, I am spiraling out of control, heading somewhere that I may never find my way back from. Madness? Perhaps, I say. You see, in these dark times, this is when you should let me go, leave me alone to sort out my madness and settle my restless soul. I don't want to hurt you. Hold on, though. I'm not done yet. There's more to come. There's more to follow. This is not goodbye, but I'm just beginning to feel hollow, and I must find myself once more. As I walk through the forest of the lost and confused, I meet pieces of me troubled and fragmented, you know, internally broken and tortured. Wait, what's that voice attempting to thwart the path that I'm currently traveling? There's a depth of darkness fighting to reach the surface, and I'm not so sure how much longer I can keep it buried before I'm too weak and just let go. In my time of weakness, I could give in to my darkness, you know, submit to my demons and my own internal personal devil. No. There's no need for such dramatics. Calm down and breathe. Look at the life you lead and recognize your blessings, then rise to the greatness that is just in your grasp, you know, just in your reach. The world is yours. Yes. Yes, the world is mine to mold how my intuitional vision shows me to see, using this sight to mold myself into whom I am meant to be. I am Rebel Jones, Dash Day Peace, DSR, all damn day.
Yo. Well, oh man, this ain't my show. So I'm go ahead, Diva. I'm sorry.
No, I'm gonna tell you something. I have, you know, been in the pits too. I won't say too much of recent, but you know, I understand. You need your space to sort things out, and you don't want to hurt anybody. But I'm telling you, sometimes if somebody just, like, keeps on your brain before you work it out or keeps nagging or keeps, you know, like, what's wrong, what's wrong, what's wrong, it's going to snap. And then, and that's something no one wants to do. But that was
That's why I have done the personal appreciation and love for poetry, because if it weren't for me being able to vocally and typographically get this out of me, that's how domestic violence and murders happen, you know what I'm saying? But I'm able to release it this way and feel good about it, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And I know other people can relate, so it's like, it's a good thing to put that kind of vulnerability out there so other people know, like, yo, I'm not alone in these feelings. I understand that. Somebody else understands my pain and my struggle. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think we've all been in that dark space for a minute. We had to, you know, be to ourselves. And it wasn't so much to protect ourselves, but to protect the others that want to be around us, because we may do them.
Yes.
We might snap
yes.
and do them some harm. You know, you got to take time with spirit. You know, fall back for a minute. So I get it. That's a perfect song for that, too.
Yeah.
So I hope after you go, you appreciate this. But that was a dope piece. As always, you know, I'm a fan.
Yes, it was. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Queen.
Well, as my diva plays this song for you, Rebel, we're just going to usher you into the Groovy Lounge. I got some lava lamps and some candles, some Zen feeling things in there, all right?
Love that.
One
Thank
love,
you.
One night.
One love, one night. Hey.
Life shit.
Yeah.
Life shit is like bump the fuck out.
Wow.
See, you live, it's a suffer. To survive, well, that's to find meaning in the suffering.
Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear shit up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping.
I've been through mad different phases, like mazes, to find my way. And now I know that happy days are not far away. If I'm strong enough, I'll live long enough to see my kids doing something more constructive with the time than biz. I know because I've been there, now I'm in there. Sit back and look at what it took for me to get there. First came the bullshit, the drama with my mama. She got on some fly shit, so I split and said that I'ma be that seed that doesn't need much to succeed. Strapped with mad greed, a heart that doesn't bleed. I'm ready for the world, or at least I thought I was. Bagging niggas when I caught a buzz, I'm thinking about how short I was. Going too fast, it wouldn't last, but yo, I couldn't tell. Group homes and institutions prepared my ass for jail. They put me in a situation forcing me to be a man when I was just learning to stand without a helping hand. Damn, wasn't my fault, something I did to make a father leave his first kid at 7 doing my first bid. Back on the scene at 14, wrote a scheme to get more green than I'd ever seen in a dream. And by all means, I will be living high off the hog. And I never gave a fuck about much but my dog. That's the only motherfucker I'd head off in my last. Just another little nigga headed nowhere fast.
Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up.
That ain't the half. Shit gets worse as I get older. Actions become bolder. Heart got cold. Chip on my shoulder that I dare a nigga to touch. Didn't need a click cause I scared a nigga that much. One deep with the pitch starting shit for kick. Catching Vicks, throwing bricks, getting by, being slick. Used to get high just to get by. Used to have to puff my L in the morning before I could fly. I ate something, couple of 40s made me hate something. After some coke, now I'm ready to take some. 3 years later, showing signs of stress. Didn't keep my hair cut or give a fuck how I dress. I'm possessed by the darker side, living the cruddy life. Shit like this kept a nigga with a bloody knife. Wanna make records, but I'm fucking it up. Slipping, I'm falling, can't get up.
Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear shit up. Hey, yo, I'm
slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up, and yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up, and yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up, get back on my feet so I can tear shit up.
Wasn't long before I hit rock bottom. Niggas talking shit like, damn, look how that got up. Open like a window, no more endo. Look at a video, say to myself, back to the bingo. Ass on the TV, believe me, it could be done. Something got to give, got to change, cause now I got a son. I got to do the right thing for shorty, and that means no more getting high, drinking 40. So I get back, looking tight, slick again. Fake niggas jump back on my dick again. Nothing but love for those that know how it feel. And much respect to all my niggas that kept it real. Kept a nigga strong, kept a nigga from doing wrong. Niggas know who they is, and this is your fucking song. And to my boo, who stuck with a nigga do? All the bullshit, you get yours, because it's due.
Hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear shit up. Hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear shit up.
Wow, now that was a hell of a song.
Oh, that's wow. One of my favorite songs by DMX. I'm trying to say I'm such an X-Men guy.
You know what, Diva? Before we bring in the next caller, I'm going to do a quick station identification.
Okay.
I just took my socks off. I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
At Epiphany Radio.
All right. Next on the mic, we have Divine Inspiration.
Here comes trouble.
excuse me, I beg your pardon. Excuse me, wait, let me start off. Hey, Adrian, how are you, Miss Beatrice?
Hello, I'm good, Paul. How are you?
I was doing fantastic. But until I was referred to as trouble, oh, my feelings are hurt.
I think I'm going to cry. Oh, Lord, oh, I only hugged at your feelings for a hot second. You know I love you. You know I love you. How you doing tonight?
How are you,
Paul?
Doing tonight? I'm doing pretty good. Yeah. I'm sitting up here chilling in Philly right now with my daughter-in-law's house. And my nephew, I just picked up from Virginia. We're sitting out here on the porch waiting for this man to bring us up.
Oh, that's what's up.
I just might be him here.
Okay.
Before I go home and collapse.
I hear that. Enjoying the weather, man. It's so humid.
Yes.
I haven't really been out, but is it humid. As nice as it feels?
Oh, it's beautiful.
It's not humid out here.
It's humid in here.
Well, you need to open the windows. Open the door. It's nice and cool.
They
it's
are
nice
open.
Out here.
That's the thing. It's a lot of humidity. I don't know. Maybe it's for me.
Okay.
I don't know.
And then it's going to rain tomorrow, so you better enjoy what you can.
I know, right? Oh, my goodness.
I know.
Tease us and then displease us.
Oh, I love the rain.
What you gonna
I
do?
Love the rain. The rain is renewal. Yeah. I love the rain.
That's very true.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so how are you ladies doing tonight?
Awesome. Oh, I'm good. Good. So what's on your mind tonight, Mr. Sampson?
Well, I wasn't quite sure what I was going to do. So I
kid, I better write something because I wasn't really sure what, you know, the way the show was going to go or anything. So I got some fresh ink with a
all
piece
of
paper.
All right. Jesus.
In the air.
Uh-oh. All right.
And I'm not going to be
ready when you're ready.
Danielle.
Oh, I'm going to stay out of this. Well, go on ahead.
No, anyway, huh?
You go ahead and express your vibe.
Thank you very much. When the hairs on my arms bristled and stood at attention, I knew there was something going on that demanded mental retention. There was a change in the air, and it would be prudent to take heed.
Call them back and tell them that motherfucking shoes better not be cool.
There is a change in the air, and it would be prudent to take heed. If you don't, you better beware. I think we as mankind have entered a very critical moment in our existence. I fear God has finally gotten tired of all of our resistance. The original sin occurred, and alas, mankind has been declining ever since. There is a change in the air, and it would be prudent to take heed. If you don't, you better beware. After sacrificing his perfect, holy son to pay the sin's price for everyone, he suffered and suffers excruciating pain as he watched and is watching us continuously disobey him. With the knowledge that mankind's end has begun. I can't imagine the pain and disappointment and sheer disgust that he must feel to see that his gift of eternal utopia had been shunned. We prefer to boldly flaunt our sin openly, skipping trying to hide in the darkness and the night. We brazenly now sin in the light of the sun. Yes, I fear our end has begun. There is a change in the air, and it would be prudent to take heed. If not, you better beware. And peace.
I know that's right. Yes. How epic, bro. It just seems like the end days are near.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think Paul could have seen that before the scales fell from his eye on the road to Damascus.
Yep.
It's just
right.
Too blatantly obvious. And
yet,
we ignore it. We act as if it's not really a thing.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Right. I think come within that. We fall in on hard times. You know, it's always been a hard time in this world. History repeats itself. Okay, and we've always been at war with. In the spiritual realm, okay, and it spills over into this earthly realm. But the thing about the end time, okay, we are waking up. People have awakened, and we are putting an end to all of this strife, this trauma, because spirit has given us the strength to open our eyes so we can see what's really going on and how to fight. And a lot of us have armed ourselves. This is so that's how I look at the end times. Okay. I will not be defeated. I refuse. Okay.
I know that's right. And neither will I. But it's just so
all
sad.
Right.
Absolutely. I guess when you look at what's being shown in the media,
mm-hmm.
it really puts an ugly spin on things. It of course, drama sells. So it's showing the ugly side of us. And maybe we need to start delving a little deeper to find the positivity and those that are doing good. Because right now the numbers don't look too good to me. Every step,
no,
or everything I see that gives me hope, I see or hear 10 more things that just say, oh, Lord, it's. But, you know, it's all a personal thing. I'm cool.
But see, that's the way the devil works. They want you to see the nastiness, the chaos, and the drama.
Yep.
They don't want to show you that life is still beautiful and to be lived, because there's a lot of life out there that is so wonderful and so beautiful. Okay, because if it wasn't, then spirit wouldn't allow birth to happen. He wouldn't allow no babies to come into this world, you know, to have to deal with. So life is still beautiful. That's just that chaos and drama you see on TV, that's to keep you in a certain frame of mind, okay? It's not for you to be uplifted and to learn how to appreciate all over again what God has blessed us with, okay? You can step outside, you still got air to breathe, you still got beautiful plants to look at, you still can hear the sound of the birds. The water still glistens. You know, it's not all bad. It's not all bad. Okay? You still got neighbors you can speak to. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That sounds like a count your blessings, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
This is true.
Every day.
No matter what.
Every day.
Yes.
And I agree with that, because that is certainly my mindset. But when I see what's going on, and I read the Bible tells us that all these things were going to come to pass.
Yes.
I see it and thinking. And it saddens me to see those who choose to ignore it or to just play it off like it doesn't exist, because it's a growing number of them. Yeah. Praise God that there are those of us who understand what's going on and still are able to, in the midst of the chaos, to see your blessings.
Absolutely.
But there's so many.
That's what I will always look at. I will always I will never fall prey or victim to that the chaos. It's always going to be a way that you can find a medium in between the good and the bad. Okay, because it's always going to exist. It's always going to be something that fights against the light, but you can't have the light without the darkness. Okay, so you just have to find that medium in there and know that it's going to be all right regardless. And help is on the way, honey. Trust me, help is on the way.
I know that's right. Joy comes in the morning.
Absolutely.
All right.
Yes.
Okay.
But will they all make it to the morning?
Well, that's not
that's
up
true.
To us. That isn't up to
right.
us. And guess
but that's
what?
Not
that's
my problem,
not for us. That's not for us to concern ourselves with. That's right.
I know. I know that's right.
Okay. See what I'm saying? Troublemaker. Came in here stirring up things, ruffling tears with feathers.
Tears with feathers, huh?
Well, you started it.
Me? I started it.
As soon as you opened my mic, you said, "Here comes trouble." So you spoke it into existence, and here I came.
I was. Out loud, I didn't even realize it was almost like an involuntary spasm. I thought I was keeping at you myself. I ain't even realized I was saying that. You know, the words was coming across my lips. I didn't.
You know, it wouldn't be me if I didn't give you a hard way to go.
I know. That's what I love about my Pisney family. Everybody, y'all give, but you know, I give it right back to ya. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's all good.
That's right.
I know that.
All right. Well, sir, thank you so much. I'm so happy to hear your voice, though, on the mic. And we're going to put you into the Breezy Lounge. I mean, I got one of them love sacks for you, them big, giant bean bags that you don't ever want to get out of. And I got the lights, I got the beer going, I got stuff flowing. So,
look,
you're going
in
and
doing
this stuff.
That's all right.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much. One love, one mic.
Love you, Queen. One love,
one mic. Love you, too. Steve, I think I got a nice song for that one.
It's a mess. Good.
Let me try this right here. All
right.
But now you are defeated, I'm exposing all that you are. You tried to destroy this temple, it won't be that simple to throw me off track with your charm. God washed all the sin that was in me, you shall not defeat me. I'm washed by the blood of the Lamb. You are a liar, deceit is found in you, I cease to obey you, I know.
Viva. I've got shouting in here. I'm telling you about shout.
I do too. And I missed what I was saying. That's right. I refuse to believe that we shall not overcome. We're going to get past it. Trust me. No matter what is thrown at us. Okay? The chaos, the drama, all the broken hearts and the tears, all that's coming to an end, honey, because we're fighting back. Okay? We got our angels of the highest white light coming down here and be like, guess what? I got your back. Okay? Don't even worry about it. All right? You just keep doing what you're doing.
That's what's up.
Ain't no worries.
All right.
I'm trying to tell you, honey.
Well, Diva, we are moving on to our Canadian Diva, Lady A.
All right.
Hey, hello.
How are you, Diva?
Hey, Lady A.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, we're good.
Listening to the poetry, some pretty intense stuff. Pretty intense music. Really good. I learn a lot on your shows, you know, you ladies, and I appreciate that. There's a lot of different things I've learned over the last couple of years of calling in and listening.
Well, there's cultural things,
you know, the differences and the similarities. And it's very interesting, I find. It's a real experience for me. And And I hope it's vice versa, too, at times if I've brought something to the table. And so that's, you know, you can always learn something new. You can always learn about yourself and about the people around you. And I love to do that.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Wonderful.
Definitely.
Always have a great show.
Thank you.
Awesome. Well, thank you, darling.
Yeah.
So, Lady
A,
tell us what's on your mind tonight.
I have a lot of stuff on my mind all the time. I'm trying to, and I'm doing better. I'm doing a lot better. I was really in a bad place in the last several months, and I'm feeling better. I'm talking to some, I got a counselor I'm talking to, and that's been helpful. And she kind of volunteered something the other day when I was talking to her. She said she felt that there was a big difference in me. So some of this law of attraction and positive thinking is helping me a lot. And, you know, I think we go through life, there's all kinds of stuff that's going to kind of stick on you, but it's how you deal with it that really gets you through. You have to feel it and experience it, but it's how you deal with it ultimately in the end. So I've been practicing.
Absolutely. It's your attitude that you take within the storm. You know, you got to learn how to dance in your storm instead of fight against it and stress about it. And you find
out how it's
going to turn out. It's going to be
all
right.
You've taught me a lot. You've had all kinds of very wise words and things to help me ponder on, and I appreciate that about you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. So tonight, I'm going to read a different kind of a poem. I'm going to read, it's called Grandmama's Poupée. And poupée is a French word for doll. When we were kids, my mother would leave us periodically for weeks at a time, and my father would have to get a babysitter so he could go to work. And we had one time, this when I was living in Montreal, we had this French babysitter, and she put my, I love dolls, I still love dolls, and she put my doll in the closet, the top shelf of the closet, and I was asking her to bring the doll down, and she wouldn't bring it down until I asked for it in French. And to ask for the doll was, I had to use the word poupée. And I was probably 4 or 5 years old, and I thought, oh, that's such a bad word, I can't say that.
Aww.
So I never got my doll down that day. But in any case, but poupée is the French word for doll. So this is called Grandmama's Poupée.
All right.
Lost doll once adored, sits dwelling in loneliness, neglected and forsaken, absent of a child's touch, swallowed in ebony night shadows, haunts and lurking in the dust. She blinked, remembering moments. Fragrances in lavender drift in from the wind. The aphrodisiac smell of leather filled the small cellar. Thunder booms and lightning claps as the storm continued to tell its tale of crying children and monsters in the dark. She stares at silver covered skies, watching stars winking. From the edge of her window pane wanders, trapped inside her French bisque poupée. Mademoiselle was gifted with Cosette by Grandmama, a stiff and stern woman with little tolerance for les enfants, especially her own. When angered, to the cellar they were thrown, and mice and rats, their toys, kept them warm. So what if they bite? They learn to quell the terror in different directions. They played to keep them sane until the day they parted ways, never together again. Only Cosette remained in the cellar that smelled like leather. End poem.
Wow. Wow. You bring a lot of very heartfelt pieces, Lady Ann.
Wow.
Yes. Sometimes you leave me, which is very rare, but it leaves me speechless sometimes, where I just have to sit back and absorb what you're saying. And it's your tone, it's your cadence as well that does that for me. But that was a beautiful piece.
Thank
very
you.
Beautiful.
I like
yes,
telling stories. Sometimes you shift it into a... you know, a story of life's happening and make it into sort of a, well, it's very dark. This is a dark poem, but I appreciate you appreciating it.
mm-hmm.
Well, you know what it is. I truly love, like, old stories, and then especially the ones that you can tell. And I'm not the fact that it was, you know, people would have thought it mean to make you speak French, but I just think she just wanted you to be of another, you know, a persuasion. Like I want her to learn this, and then when you learn to ask for it, you'll get it. Because I guess if you don't
as I grew older, I understood that, but I didn't at the time when I was little. I didn't have enough grasp on my own language to consider another language at that time, you know. And she wasn't mean or anything like that, but it's a memory that sticks in my mind. You know, when I when you see the word or hear the word poupée, and there's another couple of words that were in there when it said little tolerance for les enfants. That means for children.
That's a lot. Yes. Mhm.
So there you have it.
Oh, that was great. Well, for me, I like it. Like I said, I always like old stories. That's what's up. But all right, Lady A, a song is coming for you. And while that song is playing, you're just going to go into the Groovy Lounge and chill out. I even have a Zen garden back there with some soft lights. So enjoy yourself. One love, one mic, darling.
Thank you very much.
One love, one mic.
Right.
Love
one
mic.
Oh, na, 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 na. Oh, na, 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 na. Oh, na, 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 na. Good vibration, yeah. That's the positive vibration we creating, yeah. The sounds that make you feel right, we keep it blazing, yeah. Forever shining this light, we keep it blazing, yeah. Boy,
shine in this life. Hey, thank the Lord, my cup is full and running over. All who never like me, I got love we know. Baby girl just text me, says she coming over. And when she reach, she want me fit, turn off the phone. Turn the lights down low, turn up the stereo, yeah. Alton Ellis, Gregory Isaac, Dennis Brown. Have you ever been in love? No bad vibes can stop this good vibration, yeah. That's the positive vibes we keep creating, yeah. Sounds that make you feel right, we keep it blazing, yeah. As long as we live in this life, we keep it blazing, yeah. As long as we live in this life, yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with melodies that touch your soul, no. They're acting like the people don't need it no more. Still when she hear that good music, she hold me close. She groovy, now I know she feeling it for sure. She moved to me and rest her head up on my shoulder. Soothingly she tell me if it turn up the song. Have you ever been in love? Now bad vibes can't stop this good vibration, yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the positive vibes that we creating, yeah. Sounds that make you feel right, we keep it blazing, yeah. Forever shining this light, we keep it blazing, blazing. Forever shining this light, oh yeah.
Wow, Diva, you are jamming tonight. I love these songs.
Oh, thank you.
On top.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I'm going to give a little ID break one more time, and then we're going to go with our next caller.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are Express Your Vibe. And just letting you know that you have approximately 45 minutes to call in, or the Blog Talk later will cut you off, especially if you're streaming. So y'all call in, area code 319-527-6300, and you press that 1. Express Your Vibe. Hey, what's going on in your mind tonight? So Diva, are you ready for this next call?
I am.
All right. We got Automatic Asthmatic. Mm-hmm. Welcome, Auto. How are you, sir?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right.
We'll come back to that. And my computer had the nerve to be slow. I'm trying to tap. And guess what?
I got you. I should have hit it a little bit sooner.
Oh my word.
Well,
alrighty then.
This was a hell of a show tonight.
Yes. I'm sitting here turning back about red. Woo.
Yeah.
You know what?
Woo.
Oh my word. Oh my goodness. You know what? I think we need to just jump on it and let you and I keep kicking it. What you think?
Woo. I got you. I got another piece if you want to hear it.
Yes, I do. Thank you so much. So express your vibe, my darling.
Thank you. This is untitled, but this is from a this is an old prompt from a former show that was here on Epiphany, called Tell Me a Story. Tell me a story how you think that I need someone to rescue me from love, because I neither have a desire nor is it required for anyone to rescue me from love. Quite the contrary, I want to be held captive in it, by it, in that have you seen the way he looks at her kind of love? That restored belief in a love I no longer believe to be real kind of love. That awakened parts of me I never knew existed from being untouched kind of love. That no matter the distance between us, without a doubt, he knows that I'm worth every mile to be traveled, kind of love. That at the end of the day, it will always be us, because every morning we'll wake to a piece of heaven, kind of love. That he doesn't just know how to read me, but he comprehends my story, kind of love. Well, tell me a story. Because I want to be the parts of the book you underline. See, I don't fall often, but when I do, it is effortless, like the instinctively intake of breathing. So tell me a story, and if you should capture my heart, I'll never want to stop creating memories with you. But my love is freedom, not a cage. So I'll never stop falling in love with you. Now tell me again a story about how I need to be rescued from love. And that's that piece.
Every single time. You know, first of all, I say what I always say every time I hear that piece, is that I want that kind of love, for real, for real. It's so special. And it's the kind of love that you could sit and just drift on. I tend to drift when you speak. As I'm direct, you are like you're flowing like a brook or like a stream, maybe like a river. But it is never rough waters like rapids. It's slow and it flows, and you know, it makes people just want like hang on to, you know, what you're saying. And that's what I love about how you deliver your pieces.
Thank you,
I wish I could.
I write
like I talk.
it's a good thing because that's your unique style. You have that directness about you. So why wouldn't it reflect in your reading, in your writing, in your ink? There's nothing wrong with it, girl. I appreciate it. Yeah. Let me see if
that's
I can find a phone. I think let me see. I might have.
Yeah. I ain't heard this in a while. I'm a player.
Okay.
I'll address you cause you're tired. Cover you as you desire. When you fall asleep inside my arms. May not have the fancy things, but I'll give you everything you could ever want. It's in my arms. So baby, tell me yes, and I will give you everything. So baby, tell me yes, and I will be all yours tonight. So baby, tell me yes, and I will give you everything. I will be right by your side.
All right, all right. Well, all right, Diva. That was wonderful. So I'm going to try, because my computer's acting up again. So let's see. Do this one. I'm going to do this untitled. True love touches the heart. Okay, thank you. True love touches the heart, which starts in the mind. A love that's spiritual, emotional, that turns into physical. Yet I want chemistry, kisses that last long after you leave, long talks that leave remnants of your voice lingering in my ears, leaving me wondering, can I finally let go of my fears? I want to be held tight, feel you long after you're gone. Then when we finally make love, you will feel all is right with the world. No stress. Your mind will be at rest. I want honesty. If you want to be with me, true love. See, the kind that needs a hand for you to understand. I'm not wanting perfection, just much love and affection, vibing off each other's energy. But can it be you and me? Excuse the grammar, but your presence is making me stammer. You and I, can we be, can we try? True love touches the heart, which starts in the mind. I'm offering me, no way am I perfect, but someone like me, you'll never find again in this lifetime. And that's that piece.
I know that's right, Diva. I know that's right. You once in a lifetime. I feel you on that one. That's what I'm talking about. Yes. I got a song for that.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Well, how about another song, Diva?
The sun don't shine. The stars don't grow. You keep my world spinning. Like the rivers flow. Like the mountains.
I love that.
Wow,
song, Diva.
Oh, that's love.
Yes, yes, yes. I love that song. I got another piece for you.
All right.
I don't really have a. I'm fighting with the title for it, but it's a short piece. I'm gonna read it anyway. Okay.
All right. Like is yours.
Thank you. All I know is right now, right us, and I'm open. So come to me again. As the lights get a little bit lower and the music gets a little bit slower, let's dance. Come to me. Don't you want to hear me call your name again? So you can breathe the passion you have for me into my neck. You didn't just make love to me. You rubbed your soul against mine, and we watched love make us. Because you know these lips, and you want to taste them again. They're still soft, still moist, still sweet. And I promise they still know your favorite spot. Come to me. Lower yourself until your warm breath hovers over my sex and taste once again the flavor you love to savor. I still taste words you spoke over my body because they're written in the tangles of our sheets. My energy misses the way you manipulate and control its flow because your touch is my story. And if you come to me, we can have the rest of this life together, just like this. And I survive. You there, Diva?
I'm sorry, Lord, I was talking on your child, please. But anyway, I'm batting 1,000 tonight. But you know what? It's like I said, you know, I'm the direct one where you're like blowing all into it and through it and then end of it. But I loved it. I just loved it. Let me find my piece real quick.
Well, you do that while I play another song. Okay?
All right, cool. All right.
Since the day that I was born, I've been looking out for love, but never really quite found the one. They say practice makes perfect. I know I deserve it. Sometimes you should do it for fun. Baby, when the clock up, I can't wait. Promise this time won't go to waste. For all we put up now, I won't let your love down. I know we're not too far away. Hey, hey. Why you always take so long to call me? No, I gotta wake up in the morning. You know every second adds up to a minute. Need 10,000 hours. We can be so in love. I'm counting them up. High and I've been low, but then
9 Delta.
Let's just have fun and make this one to remember.
Wow. All right. Diva, I am going to spit what I spit the other night. And not so new ink, but relatively. And this is untitled.
Go on and express your vibe.
Thank you. I wonder why I liked you so much when we met. I allowed my thoughts to roam with visions of us walking hand in hand. With one kiss and embrace tells me all is copacetic with the world. The second we began talking, we stopped walking. My intuition tells me you have trust issues. I won't attempt to fix them, but I'll support you as you deal with them. I'll be true, give consistency, transparency, and it's all because I love you. See, I experienced these issues before, and I'll never do you like someone has done to me. It took so much soul searching, grieving, and therapy to heal my body and soul. So I want you to be whole. Be satisfied with me and where you are in your life. We don't need the outside to know what happens on our inside, causing confusion, dissension, and strife. If you feel you're in love with me, ready to go down this road for one last time, and it would be a crime if another day was spent without me, take my hand, say you're my man, and promise me a real love, knowing the reality of perfections in a relationship. Our yesterdays are more than our tomorrows, so let's kiss, hold hands as we walk. Make a promise when we're mad, we'll talk, not walk away when the truth is, our chemistry is amazing, and we don't want to be without each other, nor do we want anyone else. So we'll stay and work it through. The bottom line is you love me, and I'm stone in love with you. And that's that piece.
I'm talking on mute.
I know, right? I was like, okay.
I'm steady talking. I'm like, oh, that's beautiful. I love that. I really, really love that. Man, that's beautiful. I was actually trying to search for a song at the same time. That's why I got distracted, among other things. But
I know, right?
I think I got a song for that one. Let me see.
All right, Diva.
Let's try this one.
Myself, is this shit real? I contemplate about how I feel, but you make it way too hard to think that this could be what you loved. I don't wanna wait 9 minutes for you. Oh, you got me falling from the ceiling for you. Knew it from the start, there was no limit to you.
ladies and gentlemen, I would like to thank everybody for listening, for spitting, participating tonight. I really do appreciate you taking time on your Friday night to chill out with me and my diva, La Pearl Negra. So listen, said before, the show was by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? And diva, I got my Raw Links on. You got yours on.
I got mine always. Yes, yes. Awesome show.
That's what's up. Listen, everybody, Raw Links is blowing up. And if you haven't gotten yours, I suggest you contact Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet, and Raw Links, all right? So, Diva, thank you for, again, riding along. We might become the sexy divas of epiphany expressing our vibe.
That's all right. That's all right.
Right. So, anyway, thank you so much. And everybody, stay safe, wear your masks. I don't care what they say, I'm wearing mine. Because if no one protects me, I will protect myself. So, y'all be safe. God bless you. Diva?
God bless y'all. Have a good one. Peace.
Baby, 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 it's a long way down. Baby, it's a long way down.